Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8:30. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A power outage in southwest Kansas was found to be caused by a bobcat. A Wichita Eagle reporting a crew from Wheatland Electric found the bobcat atop a 35-foot utility pole Tuesday near Lakin. The animal came into contact with a pair of electrified lines and died immediately. The line crew used a bucket truck to take the dead bobcat and evaluate the electrical equipment for any further damage. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. We're seeing some clouds to start the day due to some thunderstorms off to our north. We expect to warm up for at least one more day with temperatures in the low 90s at lunchtime, 99 for the afternoon high. Thunderstorm chances will go up overnight, our low 74. Then scattered storms help bring our temperature down on Friday with a high 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now mostly cloudy and 75 degrees. Not much wind, a south wind at only 5 miles per hour. Authorities say a Kansas man is one of two people struck and killed while changing a vehicle's tire along an interstate in southern Oklahoma.
The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says the deadly collision happened Tuesday afternoon on Interstate 35 near Davis, about 70 miles south of Oklahoma City. According to a report, the car with a flat tire was parked on the shoulder of the northbound I-35, partially blocking the inside lane of traffic. The Highway Patrol says a 17-year-old boy from Texas was struck and killed by an oncoming SUV, as was 47-year-old Shane Miller of Hutchinson. Both were changing the car's flat tire when they were hit. The driver of the SUV suffered an arm injury and was treated and released from a nearby hospital. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
A Western Kansas man has been sentenced to 30 years in prison in a fatal shooting. The Kansas Attorney General's office says the sentence was imposed Tuesday for 44-year-old Frank Domingo Acevedo of Coldwater. He pleaded no contest in March to second-degree reckless murder in the October 2015 killing of 43-year-old Leland Betts in Comanche County. The recent hot temperatures and lack of rain are starting to cause some concern for Kansas corn farmers. KSN News spoke with Sedgwick County Extension agent Zach Simon.
Obviously, with the temperatures and lack of rain here recently, this corn's not looking too great. It's stressing right now. With the heat, you know, you see these leaves are pretty rolled up and not open.
Lately, the south-central part of the state has received very little moisture. Simon said this week's heat and dry conditions are especially bad because corn needs the most water during this particular stage in development. And with rising temperatures across much of the state, the risk of heat-related illness is escalating. Kansas State University climatologist Mary Knapp says in addition to taking extra precautions to protect young children and other adults, and older adults, that is, from extreme heat, we need to protect our four-legged friends, especially when going for a walk.
Most of their cooling comes through the pads of their feet, and if they're walking on that hot concrete, it's going to be very difficult for them to regulate their body temperature.
All outdoor pets also need access to fresh water, shade, and shelter. The Wichita Eagle has named its new publisher, a man who started his career with the newspaper, 59-year-old Kelly Mert, will return as publisher and vice president of advertising for the Eagle and Kansas.com. The Wichita Eagle reports Mert comes from another McClatchy newspaper, the Charlotte Observer in North Carolina. Mert begins his Wichita job in late July. He replaces Roy Heatherly, who left in April. KNSS National News Time, 8:34.
President Trump and the First Lady are in Paris. ABC Cecilia Vega with more on the schedule for their third trip abroad.
A little bit of business and pleasure mixed together. Of course, that Bastille Day parade tomorrow. They are scheduled to have talks about Syria and counterterrorism. And tonight, both the presidents and their wives having dinner right here at the Eiffel Tower.
Before leaving for Paris, the president said in an interview he would be very angry if Senate Republicans would be unable to push through their health care bill. We are expecting the third version of that bill out today. Some GOP holdouts, however. But Kari Henderson will be laid to rest this weekend. The recent college grad from Austin, Texas, killed at a bar on a Greek island last week. Nine men, including two bar employees and seven Serbian tourists, are being charged with intentional homicide. ABC's Gio Benitez.
All of the suspects have pleaded not guilty. A lawyer for one of them saying their client never intended to kill anyone. The U.S. State Department tells us it is communicating with Greek authorities and, of course, offering condolences to the family.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 8:35. Entertainment news, the blur with Ted Woodward. And Ted, we understand that we've got some tough news about Loretta Lynn this morning, right, sir?
Yes, the country music legend Loretta Lynn jokes that Willie Nelson is not dead yet, and neither is she. Loretta Lynn has returned to her home in Tennessee after a stay at a rehab facility. She had a stroke back in May. She is 85, says in a statement. She's getting stronger every day, focusing on making a full recovery. She has canceled all tour dates. She's still touring
really?
At age 85.
Oh, wow.
She has pushed back the release of an album. She's still putting out albums.
Still working.
She was supposed to come out in August, but obviously she can't do that, so they'll try that again next year. So Loretta Lynn is back home, recovering after a stroke. Woody Allen protest. Demi Lovato with some had to call the police. And Beat Shazam is doing well. Come back. I'm sorry about that. We'll get to that in a minute. We need to talk about Ariana Grande, who is being made an honorary citizen of Manchester, England. This is a thank you from the city for the way she responded to the arena attack back in May. Right.
The city council has passed the motion unanimously at a special meeting. The singer was praised for returning to stage the One Love Manchester concert less than 2 weeks after the attack on her arena performance, which killed 22 people. Manchester City Council leader Sir Richard Lee says her memorial concert brought comfort to thousands, and she raised millions for the We Love Manchester Emergency Fund. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
All right, now we'll check in on some folks who are protesting against Woody Allen.
Woody Allen and his New Orleans jazz band were giving a concert in Germany Tuesday night when two topless women rushed the stage. In the video from RT, you can see written on their bodies were quotes from a letter written by Allen's adopted daughter, Dylan Farrow, accusing Allen of sexually abusing her as a child. The women reportedly wanted to give the victims of sexual violence a voice. Allen and his band paused for a while, but then continued playing while the women were dragged off the stage. Allen has denied the abuse allegations. Close call at Demi Lovato's Hollywood home. Cops got a call Tuesday night about someone trying to break in, but when they showed up, they couldn't find anything. Nothing was taken. Lovato was not home at the time. The Jamie Foxx-hosted game show Beat Shazam is getting a season 2. Fox, the network, not the host, says the Name That Tune-style show is the most social new series of the summer. I'm Jason Athenson.
The Chainsmokers have had a song in the top 10 for more than a year. The streak has finally come to an end. It started on May 21st of last year. This song, Don't Let Me Down, hit the top 10. The Chainsmokers would own a top 10 slot in the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart for the next 61 weeks. Closer was the next hit, followed by Paris. Current single, Something Just Like This, featuring Coldplay. No duo or group has ever spent that much time in the top 10.
Wow.
Katy Perry is the overall record holder at 69 weeks, so quite a run for the Chainsmokers. Hey, do you want to own some unreleased Michael Jackson music? Well, it's going up for auction. A CD full of never-before-heard Michael Jackson songs. It's said to be his personal copy of his last album. Three songs have been released, but nine haven't. The auction house, Gotta Have Rock and Roll, says the disc comes from Jackson's personal assistant, and Jackson wrote the word Bible on it. Bidding starts at $50,000 next week. The buyer, by the way, would not get to release those songs. They would not own the copyrights, just the disc itself. Let's take a look at Emmy nominations. Could we also be swearing in Senator Kid Rock?
Emmy nominations out this morning. Expect some new names.
Happy 36th birthday to you.
This Is Us has a strong shot at a nod, as do first-year dramas The Handmaid's Tale, Stranger Things, and The Crown. There's extra room this year because last year's winner Game of Thrones isn't eligible this year, and previous nominee Downton Abbey is off the air. Also expect new names on the comedy side.
I love it. What is that? Curry?
Donald Glover's Atlanta could join last year's winner Veep with a nomination. And it could be a strong year for female-fronted dramas. FX's Feud and HBO's Big Little Lies should get nods in the Best Limited Series category. Maybe his name will be Senator Kid Rock. The music artist posted a link on Twitter to the website kidrockforsenate.com. He said it's absolutely real and teased a major announcement is coming in the near future. Quentin Tarantino's next project, reportedly a film about the Manson family murder.
May the force be with you.
Happy birthday, Harrison Ford. Han Solo is 75. I'm Jason Athenson.
Oh, happy birthday, Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
You will often spot him around Wichita when he comes here to get his plane serviced.
Could be here right now.
Could be. Could be listening to us right now.
Probably is.
Your favorite Harrison Ford movie? Throwing you on the spot here.
I like the Indiana Jones movies.
Yeah, that would be my answer. Answer would be Raiders of the Lost Ark
Raiders
as well.
I think so.
I figured you would have guessed The Fugitive, or you would have gone
with
Fugitive.
Well, no, wait a minute. Yeah. The Fugitive is one of my favorite movies. I forgot he was in there. All right. I'll go with The Fugitive.
Anything, Jay?
Bring up another one.
No, I did Star
American
Wars.
American Graffiti.
Star Wars, yeah.
Yeah.
He was in American Graffiti.
Yes.
That was his first one.
Yep. Yeah. There you go, birthday. And speaking of birthdays, we've got a couple more today.
Yeah.
How about Johnny Gilbert?
Johnny Gilbert, the voice of what?
Of Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
And, of course, a guy that has been working in the business since the 1950s and is still working. He's the guy, you know, you turn on Jeopardy and you hear Johnny Gilbert's voice say, "This is Jeopardy!"
Yeah.
And then he introduces the contestants and Alex Trebek. Johnny Gilbert got that gig back in 1984 when Jeopardy started back in syndication. He was 60 when he took that job.
Really?
He is now 93 and still working.
Is he still doing the Jeopardy
thing?
Yeah, okay.
He's still the announcer. Still got that gig. Doing it every day. Yep. Happy birthday today to Johnny Gilbert. He
Terrific.
Is 93 today.
Wow.
And we have a birthday today of someone you have had contact with. Oh. Danny Boatwright. Remember
Danny
her?
Boatwright.
The girl that won, she won $1 million as the winner of Survivor Guatemala.
Yeah, she was in town.
And she made a personal appearance in town at the Big Boys Toy Show when we were there.
Yeah.
And you you went up to her at the booth and you stuck out your hand and shook her hand and she shook your hand.
Yeah, she was nice.
And you said, "Hey, remember me? I'm Larry Smith. I was your shop teacher in Tonganoxie High School."
She was from Tonganoxie.
Yeah. And you're like, and she was like, I remember you.
Yeah, I got her.
Yeah. And then you burned her.
I burned her.
That's not me.
I can't remember. I've forgotten that I put on Danny Boatwright.
Yeah, you punked her right there at the Big Boys Toy Show. Told her you were her shop teacher in high school, and she bought it hook, line, and sinker.
She probably didn't even take shop in high school.
You must have sold it.
Yeah.
You must look like every shop teacher in Tonganoxie.
I just can't be taken seriously.
She still lives in Tonganoxie, by the way.
She does?
Yeah.
Probably listening
and
right
now. And her birthday is today. She's 42.
Happy birthday,
Danny Boatwright.
Danny.
That's entertainment news brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's
in Derby.
Head on down to K-15 to 208 South Baltimore if you want a tasty pizza. Pizza John's in Derby. Make sure you enjoy that. By the way, congratulations to all our listeners that got tickets to go to Neil Diamond's big concert tomorrow night downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. Get your tickets at selectaseat.com. Our final two winners today were Joe from Hayesville and Larry from Mulvane.
Okay.
And so I hope all our listeners have a great time at the concert tomorrow night.
And just remember, you are guests of Stephen Ted.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the richest and freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office just like Stephen Ted by calling 267-3771 or online at PrairieFireCoffee.com.
Coffee break!
Coming up, office shuffle in an El Dorado building. Editor Bill Roy is going to tell us all about it. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.